Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. Today we talk stakeholder consultation, but specifically as it relates to the review, development and updating of the Gauteng Provincial Land Transport Framework. That's the strategic document that captures all transport planning in the province. And the people to talk us through it are the Gautrain Management Agency's Executive Manager of Project Management, that's Lucky Zondi, and Project Cost Control Specialist and Stakeholder Management Support Resource, Prudence Gwaza. A warm welcome to you both. Let's start with some brief background on yourself and your roles within the Gauteng Provincial Transport Framework. Prudence, if we can start with you.
As you had said, my name is Prudence Gwaza. I'm a Project Cost Control Specialist. My role in the PLTF project was stakeholder management support, where a core of my function really was looking after the stakeholder management database.
And Lucky yourself?
Yeah, good morning, Dylan. My name is Lucky Zondi, as you introduced me. My role in this project, basically, I was appointed to lead the project. So I was responsible for the scope development, taking it through procurement, and then the delivery of the project.
Now, the focus of this is stakeholder engagement. So who are those key stakeholders in the review, development and updating of the PLTF? And how are they engaged throughout the process, Prudence?
Alrighty, Dylan, we had a total of 511 stakeholders, which included cities such as COJ, City of Tshwane, Ekurhuleni, and part of the stakeholder database included national government, national departments of transport, MECs of transport in other provinces, HODs of transport in other provinces as well, public transport operators, those being subsidized as well as the non-subsidized, and all other planning authorities in transport and land use.
So, Lucky, it's a big group of stakeholders to engage.
It is a big group. If I can just add there, Dylan, the process is legislated, so there is a mandatory list of stakeholders that we had to consult. As Prudence has mentioned, we had to consult those stakeholders.
Okay, now what about some of the key methods and approaches used to gather input and feedback from the stakeholders involved, Prudence?
Right at the start of the project, we identified stakeholders to the project whom we then grouped and mapped. So we could identify key role players in the project, this because of the different contributions we expected from them due to many of whom being involved in land use and transport planning.
Okay, and the methods and approaches, how are these stakeholders engaged? Were there different types of platforms or methods or tools used to engage these stakeholders and get that feedback?
Well, we had various workshops in the you know, as part of the engagements. Part of the workshops included status quo presentations by the project team in which the stakeholders would be able to contribute and share information on some of the plans where transport and land use are concerned. Stakeholders such as the cities and other planning authorities were contacted to make submissions for inputs, and also part of the consultations included focus groups, this so we could get more inputs from such stakeholders. And once the draft PLTF was also made available for commentary, which was advertised, by the way, part of that process was identifying newspapers where we felt would have the most reach, you know, to let the public know that this document was then now available. So part of that advertisement also included communicating the commentary period where stakeholders would be able to make inputs. And these inputs also included leaving comments in various locations where the draft report was made available for review. The said comments then by the public were later collected and the inputs were then captured. As I alluded, you know, right at the start of the conversations, that we had a database of stakeholders where we then populate the inputs as shared by the stakeholders.
Lucky, anything you'd like to add in terms of the methods and approaches used to gather this input and feedback in terms of the stakeholders involved?
So the communication methods included face-to-face meetings, which we had with key role players, and also we had public gatherings, which we did in a hybrid format where some people would come into the office and some would connect online. But included also was the email address, in which was dedicated to the project, in which stakeholders could write and submit queries. And also we in the process of advertising, as legislated by the Act, the National Land Transport Act, we had to advertise and allow stakeholders to actually submit comments through the Gazette and also through newspapers. We can elaborate on that later.
Now, what about transparency and accountability? How does the PLTF ensure transparency and accountability in the stakeholder consultation process, Lucky?
Yeah, what is important with the PLTF is that the requirement for public consultation is a clause in the National Land Transport Act, which basically states that how the consultation should happen as a minimum. So first, so we had to comply with the Act. As stated earlier, it actually specifies who should be consulted and how they should be consulted and for how long. And on top of that, the consultation process is actually a chapter in the PLTF itself. So once you've compiled the document, the framework, you have to have the first chapter where you actually describe how you have consulted the public to arrive at the transport solutions that are in the document, and including all the records that, of the consultation process. So the distribution of the document, the comments you've received, how you've responded to them, all that becomes annexures to the document itself. So the process is open to public scrutiny, and we also have to account to the, because the person who has to approve the PLTF is the Minister of Transport. So we have to submit the consultation process to be considered for approval.
Welcome back. We are still with Lucky Zondi, the Executive Manager of Project Management at the Gautrain Management Agency and Specialist Project Cost Controller and Stakeholder Management Support Resource, Prudence Gwaza, looking at stakeholder consultation during the review, development and updating of the Gauteng Provincial Land Transport Framework. Now, we ended off the first segment looking at some of the decisions made during this process, but what about the public response during and after the engagement process, Lucky?
During the engagement process, the public response was very good. We had, as Prudence has mentioned, 511 stakeholders, representing 134 entities. At one point, we'll have 129 entities attending the workshops. The response was very good. The important thing is that the process of driving the PLTF and developing it required the stakeholders to give us an input on what are the problem or priority problems in Gauteng that have to be addressed by the PLTF.
Absolutely.
We managed to get a top 10 of priority problems through that consultation process. And then the development of the PLTF then was addressing those priority problems, and the eventual transport solutions that were proposed by the PLTF talked directly to those priority problems.
Now, Prudence, what about the outcomes and findings of stakeholder consultation and integrating that into the decision-making process and implementation of the PLTF? Because I imagine that's the next step.
Well, the multiple engagements and really the methods applied in the stakeholder engagement process enabled us to draw and articulate current realities and status quo from which, as Lucky has alluded, we could then come up with the 10 focus areas and solutions to those as part of the project.
Now, Lucky, how does the PLTF address the challenges of stakeholder consultation, particularly in terms of engaging with communities and groups that it may have limited resource or access to traditional consultation processes?
Dylan, we faced the problem there that in terms of the National Transport Act, we had to consult with the public through the Gazette and also through at least two newspapers, one in English and also another second language. We basically decided to expand that scope so that we can reach more people. We actually advertised in three newspapers in Gauteng, also in four languages. So we advertised in English, Afrikaans, Sesotho and isiZulu, just to reach as many people as possible. But in addition, we had to also consider how to reach people who may not actually have access to newspapers. That's when we decided to distribute the draft PLTF for comment and place it in all metropolitan offices and also all regional offices of the Gauteng Department of Transport. In total, we placed the draft document in 20 locations across Gauteng, and we actually provided boxes where people can actually submit comments in writing and drop them in the boxes. That way, we think we reached as many people as we could, who traditionally would not be able to, one, attend our meetings online, and two, submit comments through email. So they were able to actually, when they come to pay rates or to have inquiries at metropolitan offices, they could actually submit comments in writing and drop them through a box.
I'd imagine widening that net was a massive success in terms of broadening that reach to just about anyone who might have interest in this stakeholder engagement process.
Yeah, definitely. We feel that way we reach people, although the PLTF is a more of a strategic document, but we felt that more people should see it and actually submit comments. And we are proud that we're able to do that.
No, absolutely. Now, Prudence, any particular challenges you and your team experienced during stakeholder engagement? There's no doubt it's never a smooth process and lots of learnings, but the challenges specifically that you experienced?
The challenges were many, really. But I think also just at the core of it was just also the realization. You can imagine that with the huge database as much as we had, really also just the misalignment in terms of stakeholders, in terms of what they expected what the PLTF would be about, right? Which then also created a need for us to have, more personal engagements with some of the stakeholders.
It's an education process, I would imagine. Yes.
Part of it.
Yes.
But it then also just created the need for us to have individual engagements with some of the stakeholders. This also further to engagements and workshops that we would have had, including the very same stakeholders. But when we then felt that there was a need to then engage even further, breaking up the stakeholders to granular level, really to be able to have the reach that we have and to sort of iron out some of the misalignments in terms of what the expectations of the project were, we then were able to do that just so there could be some alignment. And also we then just also found that sometimes with stakeholders, it's easier to articulate issues and concerns when broken away from a bigger group and given just, that attention outside of, a bigger workshop with multiple attendees.
So you identified the challenge and you adopted and modified the approach and were successful thereof.
Dylan, right at the core of it, it was just also the realization that really stakeholder management is at the core of it, we're dealing with people. It became very important that you understand the science of people, rather, the psychology, maybe rather, of people. And then ultimately, it's just the realization that people just want to be heard. And if it then meant then giving an additional platform outside of workshops that we would have provided, just so people better understand, just so they're able to get an additional platform to then express themselves and also articulate some of the issues from that end.
No, absolutely. And hats off to the GMA for doing that. Lucky, any particular lessons learned throughout the process for yourself?
The key one, Dylan, is that the time that we had allocated for stakeholder consultation may not have been sufficient. We had to actually extend the period where the PLTF had to be floated in a Gazette and also newspapers so that people can comment. We had a period overlapping with the festive period, which ideally should not been like that. So we had to then extend the consultation process just to allow for stakeholders to have an input. But overall, the 30 days that is mentioned in the Act, in the National Land Transport Act, is not sufficient for this process. So that was key for us. But the most important of all was that it would be ideal to start with the database before you even start the project, because the process actually needs you to engage with the stakeholders from the start. So if you're going to waste 2 months just basically compiling the stakeholder database, then you lose time. And some of the stakeholders you catch as you proceed with the project. So ideally, in future, I would like to start with the database from the beginning and then basically build up from there.
Prudence, any other key learnings for you?
Sure. I think the one important one that Lucky has already spoken to was the issue of time, really. I think we really needed to afford more time to the stakeholder engagement. But also, over and above that, it's just also the realization that you can perhaps maybe over-engage. Because, you know, we then found that with some of the engagements, you'll have an entire day's workshop, which will then result in another and perhaps maybe another, you know. So at some point, we really just had to to put a close to it.
Draw the line, yeah.
To draw the line, especially where time was of essence and really a concern for us. So that's the one core one. So, yeah.
Well, Lucky and Prudence, thank you. We really appreciate your time and input, and we value your insight and learnings as it relates to stakeholder consultation during the review, development and updating of the Gauteng Provincial Land Transport Framework. You've been listening to Lucky Zondi, Executive Manager of Project Management at the Gautrain Management Agency and Specialist Project Cost Controller and Stakeholder Management Support Resource, Prudence Gwaza. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune into our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website as gautrain.co.za or follow us on X.